You know, there's a great event happening tomorrow. Scott Kleiman's with us. He's a founding member of the board of directors, pilot, volunteer, a historian as far as aviation, military liaison. And it's at the American Air Power Museum, folks. It's in Farmingdale. And they have a great event planned. We welcome Scott. First off, Scott, welcome and thank you for your service and everything else. Great stuff. And it's a big day in Farmingdale tomorrow, right?
It is, Jay. Thanks for having us on today.
Great stuff. Elaborate. Tell the folks, because when I heard about this, I'm saying, wow. You know, I have never heard about something of this nature before. But it's a chance for people to experience something that, you know, normally that you wouldn't experience it. So tell the folks exactly what's going on here.
Absolutely. It's actually a great opportunity to kind of open our doors once again. We had a great kickoff with the Jones Beach Air Show just a few weeks ago. And after a little hiatus since 2019, we're kicking off our we do is our Living History Experience. And it allows people and visitors to kind of get interactive opportunity to step back in time and see what it was like, in this case, to actually be a paratrooper and an air crewman during D-Day in World War II in 1944. We take up our C-47, which is a vintage World War II transport that carried the passengers during during World War II. And the customers, those who have gotten paid for their admission for the flight program, they basically kind of show up and kind of jump right in it and get engrossed with a great crew of living historians who are decked out in period gear and equipment and are all historians themselves. They basically get to kind of live it, feel it, you know, the sights, the sounds, and they go on a 20-minute flight. C-47, meanwhile, getting kind of taught the story behind the D-Day airborne invasion, and come back down and get to see their smiles on the face when they come back and get debriefed and get some great photos with the famous historians.
That's unbelievable. Because, and, you know, one of my favorite all kinds of stories. I always like movies involving the situation of D-Day and everything else, invasion, Saving Private Ryan comes to mind. But, I mean, think about this. Reenactors taking passengers for a flight in a World War II era. It's a Douglas C-47 Skytrain, as it's called, folks. I mean, this is the kind of transport used to carry Airborne Division paratroopers, part of that whole invasion, D-Day, June 6th, 1944. That is amazing. Really, that's fantastic. Now, there's going to be, what, three flights, Scott? And it's all out of the hangar over there at Republic Airport, correct? And each flight's going to last about a half an hour. Is that what it is?
Yeah, the whole program lasts about an hour and a half. That includes the ground time where the folks get to interact with the living historians. We actually gear them up a little bit. They get to put on some vintage paratrooper gear. Not the parachutes, of course. But they get to put on some of the gear, which they'll actually wear during the flight, kind of get a feel of what it was like. It's about a 20-minute flight, 25 to 30-minute flight, just depending on the day. And during that flight, obviously, they're allowed to kind of move around the aircraft and interact with both the crew and the living historians. It's really, really an amazing experience. And as somebody that's been flying for a long time and been a historian since even being a kid, you know, you kind of look at it and go, I wonder what's that like. But when I got a chance to do it myself, even being part of the crew that developed it, I was floored. It was just such a great time. And if you're a history buff or you had family that served, and or like you were saying, even just a fan of movies like the Saving Private Ryan or the Band of Brothers series, it's really an amazing interactive experience that really kind of puts you there.
It's unbelievable. You get the helmet, you get the gear, you get everything, right? All the the authenticities of the field, the military field jackets, I think I was reading too. They get the garb, they get everything, soup to nuts here, right?
Yeah, they get to put the jump jacket on, as they call it, or the field jacket, and the helmet. I think it's the liner, so they don't have to worry about it. It's not the heavy steel pods that they used to actually wear, it's all we all do it all right out of the hangar and at the American Air Power Museum at Republic Airport on New Highway. And it's really a great time. We'll have three flights staggered through the day. So even if you haven't been able to book a flight or get on tomorrow's flight, You'll be able to kind of watch the airplane operate and the whole event kind of take place on the ramp. And the good news is we plan on having about hopefully 2 to 3, maybe even 4 more opportunities through the summer and fall of this year.
And you can get more information. You can call the museum, as Scott said, 1230 New Highway, East Farmingdale. I will give a couple of numbers here. 516-531-3950 or 631-454-2039. Or you can visit Museum Gift Shop Admissions Desk and find out more. Each session, as Scott stated, is an hour and a half. And it's great because not only you get the gear, you know, the authentic field jackets, helmets, and all the other stuff, but you're going to really, from what I was reading, you know, it's a piston-powered aircraft, folks, and that's a lot of rumble involved. You're going to get that type of feel as well, right, Scott Kleiman? I mean, they're going to really kind of feel it as far as the noise is concerned, correct?
Absolutely. It is not a modern jet. It is definitely still got its little vintage aspects to it. The two radial engines, the rumble of the engines, just kind of you know, the airflow from outside because it's not a pressurized cabin. And you know, remember, a lot of this was also you know, elements that the guys back you know, 77 years ago had to deal with. Many of the guys that actually were on these airplanes back then, you know, had barely ever flown an airplane at all. So this is it's definitely an amazing experience. As much as it's about the experience and the interactive living history experience, it's also a way we pay tribute to the veterans of that period, the Greatest Generation. One of the most amazing things in the years we've been doing this was being able to have actual airborne members from World War II participate in the event with us and go up with passengers. Sadly, obviously, now many are passing on. So this is our opportunity to carry on their legacy. And, you know, I'll just share a story. I remember years ago, we had two of the members of the original Band of Brothers with us and flew along with us. And I'll tell you what, to see their faces, to be able to fly again. I believe Bill Garnier, Wild Bill, is the character, or something, a character who's obviously a real person. But from the Band of Brothers, commented on that was the first time he ever landed in the C-47 since he jumped out of it every other time. So it's definitely an amazing experience. Just this experience alone is fantastic. But obviously, if you really put it all together and realize the tribute and what we're doing to honor the veterans and carry on their legacy, also was also a big part of it.
Yeah, Band of Brothers. That was a great conglomeration between I think it was Hanks and Spielberg who partnered with that. And that was a great depiction. And then, of course, you know, one of my favorites. With Tom Hanks as well, with Saving Private Ryan, one of my favorite movies, actually, of all time. Hey, that's great stuff. We look forward to more of this stuff over at the American Air Power Museum, folks. Check that out. It's a very nominal cost, too, I got to tell you. I was a little surprised as far as the number is concerned. It's very economically sound. So everybody get over there as far as the website. Learn more. Questions, of course. They'll have everything up there. Mr. Kleiman, always a great stuff. We look forward to more great events over there, okay? And we thank you again for all you've done for us. And it's going to be a great day tomorrow for you guys.
I appreciate that. And we hope to see everybody come down and visit. So we've got not only the C-47, but some amazing World War II aircraft. And obviously, we also got some great Republic aircraft, which carry on our own Long Island legacy as well. So
there you go. Scott Kleiman, appreciate it all. That's good stuff, Scott. Thanks.